on for that.
Hi, is this Alexandra again? Alex?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Alex, my name is Daniel, calling you back from Notebook Writing. We were just having a discussion 10 minutes ago.
Yes, hi.
All right, fantastic. Well, I was just trying to confirm, one of the teams that we still have on board at the moment, that is excellent in autobiography. So I just wanted to make sure if your order is catered, and we would love to go and help you with this book. So can you give me a rough idea? Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking to place an order right now. Like I said, this is my first stop, so I need to know a lot more information before I even think about placing an order with you guys.
Absolutely, ma'am. No one's asking you to place an order. I was just looking to confirm if your order can be catered. I don't want to waste your time and, after 2 days tell you that, it's not possible, it's not doable.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the only thing. Though I got it available, we can go and help you for this book. I don't want you to make any decisions at the moment, and I would love to give you information on it. Now, how does ghostwriting work? It's a very simple process, all right? How do we work over here is, first of all, when we go ahead and get you on board, help you, complete your order process online, sign up your NDA, after the formalities, I'll go and connect you with your writing team that will be assigned to you for this project, all right? The writing team would interview you, they would speak to you in detail, they would give you a couple of questionnaires to fill out, and once you fill out the questionnaires, once you deliver your idea over the phone and in writing to the writers, they would go ahead and start the writing part for you. First, they would come up with an outline to give you the book flow, how the book is moving forward, how many chapters it's getting divided in, how many page count you would need for the book, and once you receive an outline and you're satisfied with it, you approve it, they move on towards the writing part for you. Portion by portion, chapter by chapter, they would write the book, they would share it with you. Your feedback would be required. If a negative feedback, then of course we would work back and forth to bring it positive. And once you give your positive feedback, we move on to the next part, the next portion of the book. And that's how we have your book completed, an autobiography and memoir you're talking about, in a complete smooth manner. Okay?
Go ahead.
Now, autobiography, when you normally talk about, is up to 150, 200 pages. This is what is an average page count that people keep for their book. And I would recommend you the same thing. Being a new person, I won't recommend you to come up with a lengthy 500, 600 pages book, which is not, maybe not making sense to the readers, maybe not enough information that could actually keep the readers, intrusive and intact with the book. So I would recommend you the same. 200 pages would look good for the book. What do you think?
I was thinking even less than that, just a very short autobiography.
Oh, that's a good idea. How many pages do you think you would need for this?
I don't know. I was thinking like around 100 or something like that. Something that could be a very quick read, so people that are not necessarily time-committed readers aren't intimidated by any type of length, but yet it's not short enough. It's lengthy enough to give them more details than like a quick little short ebook about myself.
Makes complete sense. Can you tell me more about yourself? When you say you want to write a book on yourself, so can you tell me more as in what you have been doing, what errors you would be including in the book, or what timeline of your age you would like to add in the book? Can you tell me more like what would be there in the book?
It's about basically just my life and what I've been through. I've been through a lot of traumatic situations, and I've been on a healing journey, and through the healing journey and my wellness journey and moving into a career of wellness-oriented, actions and lifestyle and all that type of things, I just want to tell my own personal story and just kind of the things that I've learned along the way and what I'm here to promote with other people and to share with them just so they can hear my story and hopefully find healing in themselves along with it.
Makes sense. So this would be moreover like, a self-help book maybe that people can actually read and learn from and maybe, make sure that they're not repeating the same things that you have actually been through.
Yeah.
All right. That seems great. That's completely fantastic, Alex. We would love to go and work with you on this book. I guess since you're new to this and, this is maybe the first stop that you're going through, so you don't have any access to your book developers or maybe people who can help you with designing the book cover as well. So I guess you would need help with that too.
Ideally, just because I don't know where to go or what to do with any of that stuff.
No problem. That's completely catered, and we can go and help you do that too. If you have a book cover idea in mind, fantastic. Throw that to us. We would love to go and bring your idea into life. If in case you don't have any idea, looking at your book story, looking at your complete story that we would actually write for you, our designers can come up with a good creative idea of what a book cover could look like for you. And once you finalize it, we can, give it to your book. So this can be doable too. Sounds great. Any platforms you have committed so far, you may be signed up with for publishing this book?
No, nothing for publishing. All that I signed up for right now is anything that is like social media related or like coaching platform related, nothing publishing related.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. So you don't have any, e-contracts with specific, platforms you're
No,
working with.
not at all. It'd be something like Shopify or Amazon, which are definitely non-contractual.
Impressive. Well, Amazon is something that I would recommend you go and start off because, of course, this is a new book and you're doing it the first time. So we'll keep it simple and easy. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google Books are great platforms that you can go and give it a start with. We will make your book available in ebook, paperback, and hardcover format on all these books, on all these platforms. So if a client is looking to order an ebook, he will be able to do that. If he's looking to get a physical copy to read it, he will be able to do that too.
Okay.
Fantastic. That's doable, Alex. So completely a doable job what you're actually looking at. We would love to go and assist you in this and maybe have this completed much more earlier. Normally, a 200 pages book takes about 60 to 70 days timeline. But when you say 100 pages book, I'm sure we can go and have this catered in the next 40 days, hopefully. So I guess that's okay with you. Or do you need it maybe earlier or maybe faster?
Yeah, I mean that's a quick timeline. Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic.
So.
Fantastic. We would love to go and get this catered for you. Now, normally what we charge for ghostwriting services over here at a basic point that includes writing, editing, proofreading, formatting, designing a book cover for you, and eventually helping you with self-publishing the books on all the three platforms we spoke about. So if you go for a simple basic ghostwriting service, it would cost you $3,500 for the normal cost for everything that we are actually speaking over here. Writing, editing, proofreading, formatting, everything will be included. After you place your order with us, your book will be actually our responsibility until it's published online. So we'll go and cater everything that will be required in the book. If you want to help with index, that would be created for you. If you want to help add pictures to the book, that will be catered for you. Anything. Referencing, we'll go and cater that for you. Author's bio will be there with you. So all the small gaps which will be there, we'll go and fill that for you. And of course, publish this book online as well. Though we are running a great discount in case if you want to go ahead and place an order this week, we would go and love to assist you with 50% reduced price. I don't think so would that be this week, but in case if you plan to, so you would go and get yourself a great saving. If not, then the regular cost is obviously applicable whenever you're ready, in which you can pay 30% or maybe 40% upfront to get this going, and remaining you can pay in easy installments.
Okay. So since I'm not too good with numbers, you did throw a lot of them at me right now. So normally the cost would be 30, sorry. I'm like ridiculously bad with numbers. So normally it's $3,500 for all that you described. If I place an order for it this week, then what would that cost be? And
It will be a
then what
50%
was the
discounted
deal about
cost.
getting 30% off?
Sure.
Sorry. Go
Regular,
ahead.
let me tell you the regular process. Regularly, we charge $3,500 for this book. All right. You can pay installments. All right. Let's say you start with paying 40% upfront and remaining 30% you can pay once half of the book is done and remaining 30% on completion. All right. This is normally the regular order process that we talk about. But since we are running great promotions, you want to place an order this week before Wednesday, we would have a special 50% discounted offer for you. That means you would pay a one-time fee of $1,750 upfront, $1,750, and that would cover everything in it from top to bottom. I'm not subtracting anything from the list of services. It's just a discounted cost you can take a benefit from, in which one-off payment will be required. That's it. Remaining, your book will
Okay.
be our responsibility. You have all the options to go and get yourself unlimited revisions so that you can make us work back and forth. In case if revisions do not work out, you can request a team to be changed. We have a team of 100, 250 in-house authors over here, so I'm sure I'll be able to cater your requirements. And in case, worst case scenario, if, changing teams or revisions are not making sense or not helping you over here or not something that you're actually after, maybe we are working in the very wrong direction what you're looking at. So you can surely ask for a complete refund and walk away with whatever is done.
Okay.
So we so offer
if I,
satisfaction so, in short.
Okay, so if I do everything by Wednesday, it'll be $1,750.
$1,750.
And then
right.
There's okay. Then there's a guarantee if for any reason I'm not satisfied along the way.
Indeed.
Okay.
There is no type of time boundaries. There is nothing that you're actually bounded in. Let's say if it takes more than 40 days, 50 days, 70 days to get this done, we will still work with you. It's not that we have a certain boundary. In 40 days, you need to get this done, or we'll move on to the next project. It's not like that. Take your time. Sit with us. Relax. Throw your ideas comfortably. Maybe one phone call might not be enough, so there will be multiple interviews that will be catered. Until you and Vitra do not sync on one page, the job won't be started. Once you both are synced, once you know that what is going to be in the book, the writer is connected with that, we'll go ahead and start the job right then and there.
Okay. And then when there are interviews and stuff like that, I'm sorry, hold on. I'm getting another call. Should I take contact information in case I need you, or would you give me another call? Because I do need to think about this before Wednesday.
Okay, so you are saying that you want me to call you back because you are interested to proceed further before Wednesday?
I am, yes. You can call me back. I'm sorry, but I do have another call.
No problem. I'll call you back in 15 minutes. Take your time.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.